Well, isn't it interesting that a religious entity is on its face seeming to make a religious argument, but they're appealing to the financial realities that they're dealing with? So my question is the issue that as a church you don't want to proceed, or is the issue that you're trying to save money on what insurance is going to cost? Because those are two very different things. And this leads me to a concern that I have, that often we want to cast things in terms of having a religious concern, but then as you scratch and dig below the surface, you realize that it's not so much a conviction on a particular point that's driving the argument, but something else wholly unrelated to religion in the first place. And I got to tell you, this is an area that makes me very nervous, because historically, we've been able to depend on certain things growing out of a religious basis. And now with that water getting more and more murky, I'm concerned about where we go in the future, and more importantly, how this impacts our ability to take care of real religious concerns when all of these other things have been allowed to flow in.